From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Horn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The state police in Columbia County are investigating a possible hate crime in Kinderhook. The existence of a handwritten sign was reported to police November 28th and was said to contain biased speech. Aaron Hicks, Troop K Public Information Officer, confirmed the story, but said he could not disclose what was written on the sign. Hicks said, and I quote, "I can say that it was hate language. It was a handwritten sign that depicted hate language or biased language," end quote. The sign was found taped to a public road sign on Route 203 between Fairway Drive and Novak Road and has been since removed. Hicks said he hopes a witness comes forward. Kinderhook Town Supervisor Patsy Leader said authorities asked her to share information about the investigation on her social media page. Leader said, and I quote, "I cannot repeat what it, the sign, said, because that could hinder the investigation. It was very racist and biased. That's why they are very concerned about it," end quote. Anyone with information is asked to contact state police at 845-677-7300 and refer to case number 9951452. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting six Dutchess County residents spoke during a virtual public hearing on the proposed 2021 county budget November 30th. All choosing to offer comment about the expenditure of $200 million on the new jail. The hearing was held by the county legislature on the $501.8 million spending plan. Historically, the public hearing on the budget has drawn dozens of participants speaking on a wide variety of matters, from funding for the SPCA to providing additional money for the arts. In the past, the annual meeting has occasionally lasted for hours and had an overflow crowd. This year, the only topic was the expenditure of $200 million on a new jail known as the Justice and Transition Center. The meeting lasted less than 20 minutes. All six speakers opposed the project. Monica Kleinberg said of the jail currently under construction, and I quote, "We'll look back years from now and be ashamed that we spent $200 million on a jail," end quote. Legislature Chairman Greg Pulver said the low level of public comment is indicative of community support for the spending plan. He did indicate that a few comments had been submitted via email and would be made part of the record. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. A federal appeals court November 30th upheld the dismissal of a previous challenge to New York's green light law. Legislation that allows the undocumented state residents to apply for and receive driver's licenses. The legal challenge is the latest victory for advocates of the 2019 measure. County clerks in New York had challenged its legality, including Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. Kearns' previous challenge was dismissed by a district court. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit upheld that decision in a ruling issued this week. The New York Attorney General, Letitia James, said, and I quote, "The green light law is legal and enforceable, and today's decision marks the third federal court to dismiss challenges brought seeking to enjoin the law," end quote. New York officials were at odds with federal officials in early 2020 over the green light law when access was frozen to trusted traveler programs that provide ease of access to those who make frequent border crossings. The move affected about 175,000 New Yorkers who had enrolled in the global entry programs. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.